I want to talk about focus and alignment, and I want to start with how it looks when you're out of alignment. So these, if you have any of these things, or a combination of them, or all of them, or just some of them, to the extent that you've got them, you are out of alignment with God. So the first thing is that physically you will feel tense. There will be stress in and around your life rather than the rest and peace of God. Emotionally, you will feel upset. Fear, worry, doubt, skepticism will come in. You trust no one and nothing. Mentally, you will feel resistance, as if you're fighting something. Spiritually, non-alignment makes you think you're under attack and you'll mistake what's happening for spiritual warfare. Other signs are loss of appetite, or the reverse, overeating to comfort yourself, loss of sleep, tension, stress, headaches, even flu-like symptoms. You'll be tired, listless, sluggish, nervous, and maybe just wanting to hide, wanting to get away from everything, do something physical rather than spiritual. You can't be bothered to meet with God or pray, so you'll put something else first, like cleaning the house or the car, or going out for a long walk, or meeting your friends, or going to the gym, watching television at 10 o'clock in the morning, anything you do as an escape mechanism. Emotionally, when you are non-aligned, you can be reactive against people and situations. You see the worst, you speak without thinking. You're anxious, full of worry, fear, anger, and rejection. You're irritable. You take everything as an offence and feel rejected at the slightest thing. You are sad. You're moody. You have a roller coaster of emotions. Sometimes you're just cynical, mistrustful, and mentally questioning everything. You become super analytical. You speculate. You pick holes in things, or you replay events negatively. And guess what? Every time you replay it, it gets more negative and the enemy adds more. You're suspicious about people and their motives. You take snapshots which aren't true and come to conclusions that only reinforce the opinion that you already hold. You are unable to be objective. Everything is subjective and based on your feelings. When you are non-aligned, barriers are raised against God, against people. Resistance forms, and we man the barricades to repel the truth from other people. We just won't listen. We won't receive it. We are defensive and selectively deaf. We resist the Holy Spirit and the truth he wants to bring, and when people try to bring it, we think they have some alternative motive or agenda. When you're non-aligned, your natural mind has to have the upper hand. Poor alignment brings us into negativity, unbelief, woundedness, poor relationships, and condemnation. When you're out of alignment, there's no recognizable pattern to your thoughts because the enemy isn't silly. He just takes you into areas of the flesh and right away from the spirit. If you do not practice agreement between yourself and the Holy Spirit, you'll be soulish, led mostly by your feelings and your emotions, and heavily influenced by rational thinking. So those are some symptoms of what it looks like when you are out of alignment with God. So let's look at alignment for a minute. When you are aligned properly with God, physically you are ready for the fight. You are resting. Internally you are at peace. You may feel apprehensive, but you're willing to be involved with God. You are alert and in fellowship with him. You're full of mercy, kindness, and good fruit. You are walking in the Spirit. So why is it important to know where we are, whether we are in alignment or out of alignment? The important thing is that the starting point for any spiritual breakthrough lies in your will. The truth will not set you free until you experience it. A head full of knowledge is useless to you. Sustained breakthrough comes when your faith and your focus come together and stay together, or you will have a breakthrough that is lost before you get down the front path. The road to hell, it said, is paved with good intentions. I find that many, many Christians do not follow up on the breakthrough that they have had. And before they know where they are back down again, out of focus, out of alignment, because their will is flaccid. It is not being put into action. So we don't want a few good intentions. We want intentional will choices combined with faith and focus. In the spirit, a sustained breakthrough will depend entirely on your will and your spirit combining. If you have a flabby will, it's because it hasn't been used to making choices. It hasn't been exercised. And like a limb that has been in a plaster, it's needing exercise, or it wastes away, because faith is like a muscle that needs exercise to keep it fit. So it is important to exercise your will, your choices, and your faith muscles. It is far more important to do this than spend hours at the gym. Those of you who followed my teaching know that Satan attacks your mind and your emotions to subvert your will. When he's done that successfully, he has you. And getting out from that place is not easily done without sustained choices. So, beloved of God, if you find yourself out of focus and out of alignment after listening to this, get in the presence, get back into alignment, confess what you need to confess. Change your mind about what you need to change your mind about, and stay there on that course. Don't waver about. Don't be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Get the truth and stick with it. God bless you.